Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. The Mr. and Ms. Military pageant provides title holders with an international platform to effect positive change personally, professionally, and philanthropically as inspirational leaders and role models. On the line to tell us more is founder Calvin Hill. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Ms. Vicki Pepper. Thank you for having me, and I am very excited to be here today.
Well, Calvin, start by telling us about the Mr. and Ms. Military organization.
Awesome. Yes, the Mr. and Ms. Military organization is a new organization. It was created to showcase, celebrate, and to appreciate the accomplishments of our military veterans of all branches and all services. So active duty and non-active duty, that's why we created the Mr. Ms. Military Organization, to showcase, celebrate, and to appreciate their accomplishments and their nonprofit partners that they work with in the community.
And who are Mr. and Ms. Military? Are they a couple?
No, ma'am. So Mr. and Ms. Military, they're not a couple. They are the top male and top female in the world of community service. So as voted on by the judges and the military veteran community, and, you know, they are the title holders for that year.
Tell us more about Ms. Military.
So Ms. Military, she is a phenomenal success. She is a captain in the United States Marine Corps. Her name is Riley T. Jack, and she is just amazing. You know, she is currently running for the Olympics. She is currently training for the U.S. Olympic team for bobsled. And so she is just fantastic. You know, she has exceeded our expectations. She is just an amazing person. She is so busy. I just can't give her enough praises, because this woman is so busy. She, first of all, she's active duty Marine Corps, you know, so they're already busy, you know. And then after that, on top of that, she's training for the United States Olympics, for the Winter Olympics, for the bobsled team. And she still finds time to work with nonprofits in her local community. Right now, she's stationed on the East Coast at Quantico, and she's just busy in Quantico, just as she was busy here when she was stationed in San Diego at Camp Pendleton. So she was great. She's just, like I said, a phenomenal person. And, you know, if anyone can support her, please do. She's on Instagram at riley.tejcek, and show her some love and support. And wish her well, you know, as she trains for the Winter Olympics coming up. And she deserves it. You know, our military has a lot of talent. And that's part of the reason why we created this organization, was to showcase the talent that our military has.
And how about Mr. Military? Tell us about him.
Mr. Military, he has also exceeded our expectations. He is a great person as well. And he is also active duty military. He's in the United States Navy. He's stationed in San Diego, and he has found success as a songwriter and an R&B singer. He has signed a contract with Universal Music Group, and, you know, he is on his way to, you know, doing great things as a R&B songwriter and singer. And that's what blew the judges away about him. You know, at the last event, he was on stage, and you know, he performed a song that he wrote himself, and the judges were amazed by his performance and his ability to move on stage and the way that he captured the crowd. And he just shocked and awed everyone. that was there that night. And so I see why the judges chose him to be Mr. Military, because of his talent and because of the work that he does in the community. So, yeah, he is great. And, you know, we are very proud to have him and Miss Military as our title holders for this year.
How long has this event been going on?
This event has been going on for 2 years now. So this will be our second year putting forth the event. So we want this to be around for a long time to come. And so because it's a new event, it's important to get the public into it and bring awareness to it and just get the word out about it, about what our military veterans are doing and what we're doing to showcase and celebrate our military veterans. Because San Diego is a huge military town. It's the largest base here on the West Coast. And so whatever we can do to showcase our military veterans and the San Diego community as well, you know, that's what we want to do. And so we want it to be around for many, many years to come. For example, our major, what we would like to do later on is to have like an international competition to where it involves Mr. and Miss Militaries from all over the world. For example, I'm sure there's a Mr. and Miss Military in a Canadian military. There's probably a Mr. and Miss Military in the French military. There's probably one in the military and our other allies, like maybe United Kingdom, their military. There's probably a Mr. and Miss Military there, I'm sure. We just have to identify them and celebrate them before the public. But it's been around a couple of years now, and our goal is to have it around for as many years to come, you know, so our military veterans can enjoy it and be proud of it and have something that they can call their own. You know, right now there's Miss America. They just crowned an Air Force active duty pilot. And so that's quite the rave right now. Everybody's excited about that. And so why can't the military veterans have their own pageant that they can participate in and be a part of for not just a season, but for many years to come? And that's what our goal is. And then that's what we're going to do for our military veterans.
I'm speaking with Calvin Hill, founder of the Mr. and Ms. Military organization. Can only active duty veterans be Mr. or Ms. Military?
No, ma'am. It's exclusively for veterans. We would love active duty to be a part of it. However, it's not open to just active duty military. It's open to all military veterans. You know, if you served 2 years, you served 30 years. Yeah. It's open to all military veterans, all branches of service, no matter which branch you served in. The new branch that we have now is the Space Force. So if you served, you know, in the Space Force for a short period of time and you completed your enlistment or your term, as long as you have a honorable discharge, the pageant is open to you. It's open to, you know, as I said, active and not active, all branches of service. So if there's anyone out there that knows a military veteran that should be crowned Mr. and Ms. Military, they should sign them up today. But it's not open to just active duty military. Again, yeah, it's open to all military veterans, all branches of service, no matter if you were in the Army National Guard or if you're in the reserves, no matter where you're stationed at throughout California, no matter where you served at, it's open to you.
And are there any age requirements?
No, ma'am. No age requirements. However, we do want mature contestants to enter the contest. We want someone that can carry themselves well. And that's what the judges would be looking for. So the judges, there's going to be four categories at the event. One of those categories will be, I believe it's the third one, the formal wear category, in which the contestants will be judged on how well they carry themselves, how they look in their formal attire. And the judges will be poking at the contestants a little bit, asking us some tough questions to see how well they do. So we do ask for mature veterans to apply for the contest, because it is a platform in which you will have eyes on you. The world will be watching you. We have people visit our website from Germany, from all over. People visit our website from all over the world, you know, because they're curious about what we're doing. They're curious about Mr. Military, Miss Military, you know, what they're doing. And we have military, U.S. military veterans and service members all over the world. And so a lot of countries are, and you know, and people talk. And so those people in those other countries, they talk to other people and then they visit our website and, you know, they see what's going on. And so they want to be represented well. And so we just ask for that your veterans to sign up for the competition, because you're not only representing yourself, but you're representing the military veteran community. And those people in the military veteran community, they want to be proud of you and they want you to succeed. And so we don't want to let them down.
And how do nonprofit organizations fit into your event?
Nonprofit organizations are a very important part of our event. Right now, our fiscal sponsor is Veterans of Hope in San Diego. And so Veterans of Hope, their mission is to help military veterans with mental health awareness. And so we have teamed up with them to be our fiscal sponsor, so that way donations to our event can be tax deductible. And so that's very important. So in order for military veterans to participate in our event, they have to partner with a nonprofit organization. And so that's very important, because we are showcasing, celebrating, and appreciating our military veterans and the nonprofit partners that they work with. And so we want to have good nonprofit organizations that not only help out the military veteran community, but also help out the San Diego community as well, because, you know, our military veterans are a large part of San Diego community. So I feel that that's going to do everyone well. If we can help out the nonprofits, if we can help them with creating awareness for their causes and help them with getting new members for their organizations, help them with getting donations for their organization, that's only going to help San Diego to be better. And so that's what we want to do. We want to showcase, celebrate, and appreciate the accomplishments of our military veterans, at the same time helping out San Diego by helping the nonprofits that are in San Diego. I think everybody would be the better for that. But yeah, we want to showcase our military veterans and we want to showcase their nonprofits, because I believe that the nonprofit community is very important for the work that they do. And we are looking for nonprofits that like to help individuals and families in low to moderate incomes. We want to help those nonprofits, to help those individuals and those families. We want nonprofits that help out the homeless veteran community. But we don't just want those nonprofits. We also want nonprofits that do other things in the San Diego area. And so we want to help as many nonprofits as we can. And we want to do it in a way that's going to be a win-win for everyone. A win-win for the nonprofit community and a win-win for the military veteran community.
Are nonprofits allowed to enter more than one veteran into this contest?
Oh, that's a great question. So yes, nonprofit organizations, they can enter up to three contestants in the contest. And that's great, because it will really help the nonprofit create awareness for their causes, for their organization. And the more the contestants, more contestants they have, the better, I feel, because it will just help them get their word out even more so than just having one. But yeah, we would love for our nonprofit organizations to have one military veteran representative, but if they would like to have two. We have received emails in the past in which nonprofits wanted to have like six, you know, contestants. And I thought about it and I was like, well, maybe that's a great idea. But I was like, maybe not, because then that may provide an unfair advantage to other nonprofits that wouldn't be able to do that. So we did place the cap at three. So nonprofit organizations, they are allowed to have three military veterans represent their nonprofit in our event. And that's great, because our first category, there's four categories that the judges are going to be grading contestants in. And the first one is going to be how well military veterans promoted their nonprofit organization. And so judges are going to be looking at that. And so if a nonprofit has three, then that increases the exposure for that nonprofit. And that's great. And that's what we want to do. We want to take care of the nonprofits and we want to take care of our military veterans. Some people call our event a pageant for nonprofits that happens to feature military veterans. And, you know, that's what we want to do. We have big hearts at the Mr. and Ms. Military Organization, and we just want to take care of everybody that we can. You have some organizations out there like Miss America or Miss USA. They only take care of one nonprofit. So we want to take care of as many nonprofits as we can and help the local economies as much as we can. But nonprofit organizations, they can have up to three military veterans represent their organization, and that's great. And so at some point, we may raise that number in the future. And if we do, I'll let you know. But right now, it's three. And you can have a male and a female, or you can have two females and a male. You can have two males and a female, however the way you want to do it. And so we look forward to working with our nonprofit organizations to get the word out about what it is that they do for the community.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm speaking with Calvin Hill, founder of the Mr. and Ms. Military Organization. Why should nonprofits participate in your event?
Well, that's a great question. Nonprofit organizations should participate because they do a lot for the San Diego community. And most oftentimes, what they do goes unnoticed. Unless they happen to get their event on television or get it in front of a bunch of people, who knows about it? And so that's why we want to partner with nonprofit organizations to give them that extra exposure, that added attention that they deserve for the hard work that they do that oftentimes nobody cares about or nobody knows about because people think, oh, they're just a nonprofit. They're not doing anything. They help the homeless or they help the needy. But you have nonprofits out there that are doing great work in their communities. And a lot of times it goes unnoticed. And that's what we want to do. We want to change that. We want to put it at the forefront instead of the back burner in people's minds. When people, they hear about our event, we want them to think about, oh, okay, which nonprofit had the winning contestant? We want them to think about that. We want them to think about, okay, which military veteran represented, for example, Wounded Warrior Project, or which military veteran represented Adolescent Project 2020. We want people to think about that. And we feel this is a great way for people to get engaged with the military veteran community and the nonprofit community as well. We feel this is a great way to draw attention to both communities.
What can someone attending your event expect to see from start to finish?
So our event is going to start around 1 p.m. It's going to start in the afternoon, and we're going to have the red carpet. It's going to have going to be a red carpet event. So we're going to have VIPs such as nonprofit leaders. We're going to have the contestants that are in the event will be on a red carpet. We're going to have local politicians have been invited. Celebrities have been invited. So it's going to be a pretty eye-opening event, and people are going to be like the who's who in the San Diego community. The mayor, Todd Gloria, he was invited to come up to the event. some other politicians, local politicians, senators, council members, Congress people have been invited to the event. But at 1 p.m. will be the red carpet with the VIPs, nonprofit leaders, contestants, and so on. Sponsors, of course. So now that will go on for a couple hours. And then around 3 p.m., the event will start. The opening ceremonies will start. And then we'll kick off the event. So again, there will be four categories available for the judges to pick the winner. So the first category is going to be how well did the contestant promote their nonprofit organization. The second category is going to be talent. And so the contestants, they are able to submit a short video, a 60-second video of their talent, or they can even perform it on stage live for 60 seconds if they choose to do so. So the second category is going to be talent. The third category is going to be formal wear. And so that's where the contestants will be dressed up in their best dressed, and the judges will be looking at how they carry themselves, how the audience reacts to them while they're dressed up and, you know, in their best dress and looking all good. And then the fourth category is going to be military knowledge. And so it's going to be a general military knowledge question. That's going to be the fourth category. And so the judges are going to ask a question, and then the contestants will be graded on how well they answered that question, how well they put their answer together, and the amount of time that it took them to articulate that message. And so that's going to be the fourth category. And then after that, we'll have the People's Choice winner. And then after the People's Choice winner is announced, then the judges will announce the winner of the contest, the top male. They'll announce the top male and the top female in the world of community service, which will be Mr. and Ms. Military. And then they will begin their reign. So it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day at the event. And, you know, we want everybody to come out and support our military veterans. And now after the event, there's going to be another red carpet, you know, with the media. And this one will have the winners. So you have the winners there on the red carpet. You have the sponsors. You have the celebrities. You have the VIPs still. And so it's going to be a great event. And then afterwards, there may even be an after party or something like that for everybody to get together and rub elbows and network and connect and just have a great time and, you know, just talk about what happened and for everybody to just meet new friends and meet new people and meet new resources. And so that's what we look forward to on the day of the event.
And when and where will this be taking place?
This will take place in Oceanside, and it will be a great time. It's going to be at the Oceanside Performing Arts Center right near Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base, right there near Oceanside, California. And so it's going to be an awesome event, and we want everybody to come out, and we look forward to having everybody there. Once again, it's going to be at the Oceanside Performing Arts Center, also known as Oceanside High School. And so it's going to be an awesome time, awesome event. And we chose that because it's right there next to Camp Pendleton. And so we want everybody to come out and support our military. We want the military to come out, and we just want everybody to have a great time while we showcase, celebrate, and appreciate our military veterans and their nonprofit partners and the San Diego community as a whole. And this is our way of just bringing everybody together in Oceanside. And it's going to be at the Oceanside Performing Arts Center, 1 p.m. And we may get out of there around maybe 6 or 7 in the evening. I'm not sure, but we'll just let it go until everybody's done having a great time. But Oceanside, California, at the Oceanside Performing Arts Center, also known as Oceanside High School, right near Camp Pendleton Marine Corps Base.
And what's the date of the event?
The date of this event is going to be November 2nd, Saturday, November 2nd. And we chose that date because it's the week before Veterans Day. And so we thought that was important. It's important to have our new winners take their crowns and begin their reign right around the Veterans Day holiday. And we want everybody to remember veterans and to remember Veterans Day during that time. And so that'd be awesome. Yeah. So Saturday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Oceanside Performing Arts Theater right near Camp Pendleton Marine Corps Base. And we look forward to everybody coming out and supporting our veterans.
And how can the community help you to make this year's event the best ever?
Well, by supporting our veterans. We want this event to be the best event ever by just having a tremendous amount of support for our veterans. Our military, they make a lot of sacrifices for us. I served in the military 20 years in the United States Navy, so I know what sacrifices that they make, and I know what they do, and I got the vision for this back when I was active duty. You know, I was on the bases, and I saw how we were getting recognized on base, out of the public view, away from our loved ones, friends, and family members back home. I saw all that on the ship when it was out to sea, And I saw us getting awards and honored at the different ceremonies. But it was a lonely time for some of us because nobody that we knew from back home was able to see that and share that moment with us. And so at that time, I decided, you know what, I need to change this. And so that's why now we have the Mr. and Ms. Military Pageant to showcase, celebrate, and appreciate our military veterans in public and not in private like it is now. And it's understandable. You know, of course, you know, the Marine Corps bases and the Navy bases, they have to be a safe place. They have to have the guards at the gates and all the layers of security. And that's understandable. But now there's a new way that we can honor and show appreciation for our military veterans. And that's how they can make it great, by coming out and just showing support. And if you know a military veteran that you believe should be Mr. and Ms. Military, nominate them today. Sign them up and come out and support them and give them the pat on the back that they deserve. Give them the spotlight that they deserve to make their voices heard, to showcase their talent, and to showcase their accomplishments in their community. And let's build on that. Because so often we hear about the bad apples. We hear about all the negative things that happen with the military. But there's a lot more good out there as well that does not get showcased or celebrated in the media. And so it's important for us all to come together during events like this and show our appreciation and support our military veterans, because as I said before, they do sacrifice a lot. I was in the military 20 years. As I said, I was in the United States Navy, and I spent months and years away from my family. And so I'm not the only one. That happens for a lot of our military veterans. And so when we can show them some appreciation, show them some love, show them some encouragement, it really goes a long way. You may not see it. They may not tell you right away that they appreciate it, but, you know, trust me, they really do.
I've been speaking with Calvin Hill, founder of the Mr. and Ms. Military Organization. How can someone who wants to participate in this event contact you?
Oh, great. So I can be contacted. Our website is mmilitary.com. You can click on the contact link there on the website. Our phone number is 619-800-2790. I can be contacted by the phone. My email address is going to be director, D-I-R-E-C-T-O-R, at mmilitary.com. On social media, we are Mr. Miss Military. That's MrMsMilitary on Facebook and Instagram. So there's a number of ways that people can reach me. Again, our website, our phone number. You can also text us at that same number and also reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. And we are excited to have everyone engaged in our event. And if anyone has any questions, any comments, any suggestions on how we can make this event better, please reach out and let us know, because we want to make this a popular event for our military veterans. We want to make this something that they can be proud of, something they can love, and something that will be around for years to come that they can just feel very proud of and just enjoy it and just have something to call their own, because there are pageants out there for almost anything you can name, but we want something that our military veterans can have, let's say, for years to come, because now Miss America has an Air Force winner now. Come on. So why can't a military veteran win every year, not just once in a blue moon when an organization feels, okay, well, you know what, let's have a military veteran. Let's see if they can win. Yeah, we really want this to be around for a long time for our military veterans. Please contact me, phone, email, websites, social media. And I'm available to answer any questions or any responses that you may have. Anytime, 7 days a week, pretty much.
And anything else you think we should know?
Again, I would say, if you know a military veteran that you feel should be called Mr. or Miss Military, and they should wear the crown and be celebrated as such because of what they've done in the San Diego community, go to mmilitary.com today to nominate them to be the next Mr. or Miss Military. And, you know, really show them that you appreciate them. Again, if anyone has any ideas how we can make the event better, please contact me. We're always looking for sponsors. You know, sponsors are very important. We want to connect them to the military community as well. We're looking for contestants. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for contestants. We're looking for nonprofits to be a part of our event. So it's still early right now. So, yeah, so if you know anyone that would like to be a part of our event, please reach out and let me know. And let's make this event the best ever for our military veterans.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for our freedom. And I hope the Mr. and Ms. Military pageant is a huge success.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Ms. Vicki Pepper. I really appreciate you and all that you do for our San Diego community.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.